Alright. Welcome again, everybody. You are in the Modern Email Dev Room, and this is our next subsession to start now, which is about mail operations in a broader sense. And our very first talk in here will be about enterprise mail security with open source? Question mark, actually. So let's see what's that about.
Right, yeah. So thanks for the introduction. Thank you all for being here. It's fun. I've really been enjoying my time here. So that is our talk, enterprise-grade mail cluster with open source. And it's a very short talk. Yes, so it is possible. We have no doubts. And we have been implementing it in various forms already throughout our professional life. So we are working with Heinlein, my colleague Carsten Rosenberg.
Yeah, hi, I'm Carsten. We're working on mail clusters.
Yeah, so we're doing this together at Heinlein since I'm with them since 2019. So, yeah, maybe. So, how does the enterprise mail security look? So, we had a look at some of the vendors, and all those buzzwords have to be there, otherwise, it's not enterprise grade for sure. And they sound fancy. So you got to tick those check boxes in order to convince your whoever you have to convince to buy this big kind of a thing. And yeah, what is this actually?
Yeah, maybe go to advanced threat protection. In the end, you can read it. It's not more like fire reputation or antivirus. It's built in nearly any other system.
Yeah, the same is for AI. So also there we have artificial intelligence spam detection. Yeah. So what do you do? Nothing. But you send data to the cloud, and some neural networks will evaluate. Oh yes, this looks like spam or not. So all of this, as we will see in the later talk, is also going to be possible with our SpamD, the tool of our choice. So yeah,
that's our current stack. So composite to the MOX talk with a single server things and doing everything right in a single binary, we are completely different. So we are coming from big infrastructures in different ways. So our current stack is to use AspMD. So we switched this over the years. So 5 years ago, we would have put Postfix on the top. But MTA is not so important anymore in our case.
Exactly. So this is how we build our mail infrastructure. So we have a path that mail comes in and a path that mail goes out. So these things can be very modular, very much high available, and can be put into any part of this larger scale infrastructure. So that's because that's what we're talking about. And all of this is just for the routing, but the intelligence and for our RSpamD cluster. And yeah, so why we choose that, that's in the next slide.
Yeah. So we found RSpamD is very flexible for any kind. So the more we have learned, we've seen it's a very nice mail framework in the end. So it's concentrating on anti-spam and everything, but you can do so much with this. And very easy with not many lines of code. So you have also safe learning mechanisms integrated. You have this bias, which is nice, but much better is this fuzzy algorithm there. It's based on shingles. And it's matching better than bias. The pattern matching is nice, so you can match nearly any pattern in an email what you want, aggregate them, and so on. And on the other side, you can query them getting any API, DNS zones, which will be in the end RBLs and so on.
But to bring that up, yeah, you don't have to use RBLs. Yes, you can have it all on your own. Also, proof of origin has become very important in the last days as some big providers announced that they will only do stuff that is with proof of origin. So we're seeing the outcome of that. And also that we're able to extend something like something that that does rate counting with just 200 lines of Lua code is just fantastic.
Yeah. That's what we're doing. If we would have now 90 minutes, I could talk about this slide for longer. So we are much using indicators. Everything what's bold here, it's an indicator for us to have a weighted result later. Also on all those results, we can build up reputations in the database and learn for later usage.
So then the question, is just running RSpMD enough? No, not out of the box. So it has to be configured and adapted to your infrastructure. And one does need external sources in order to have to enhance and to be able to evaluate if something is spam or not. So we're talking again about things that are with a high, where the risk is very high, and that stuff has to stay available. Yeah,
but it's the same. You can go without any external data if you have time. So when you sit there spinning up spam traps and go deep into the logs and monitoring, you can do it on your own. So critical infrastructures don't have that time. So they still rely on some kind of external data.
Yeah, but it is possible to build your own reputation service. And that's the best to do, because then you don't have any vendor lock-in. And and RSpMD provides you with the whole functionality to do so. With text matching algorithms, reputation, and as we mentioned already, the neural network stuff.
Yeah, I think we forgot one thing here. What I want to say, when you talk about emails, we are always talking about, okay, when I need external reputation, there is some RBL or such. They're good RBLs. They're more than Spamhouse and Abusic. They're more like a bit more enterprise, but there are many more. What I like to add here is there are more types. You have APIs. You can buy threat intelligence feed from nearly any snake oil provider you might have. So antivirus systems, also maybe your firewall vendor, and so on. You can get nice data to integrate it into RSpMD. Don't maybe only look to real-time block lists. Yeah, for the reputation service, you have the built-in things from RSpMD. You maybe, when you have you've played with RSpMD, you've found the RSpMD fuzzy plugin. There is this there's this fuzzy database at RSpmD.com, which is free, which is limited in queries, but free for smaller use. But this plugin and the idea behind is great. So you can you should really configure it for your own, so you can learn also in this fuzzy on your own side, on your local system. And it's also possible to group up with the service. So it's a weighted learning somehow, and you can build based on the public private key, maybe group, open groups, closed groups. So between universities or governmental service, we discussed that. Also, it's possible to implement the commercial service out of it.
So getting back to our commercial mail security appliance betters, yes, definitely at marketing and sales, and they're fancy, powerful web interfaces, but we have come across a lot of those things that are very, very limited, and so I think here we just excel with open source as it being exactly customizable to our needs. So anything to add?
No.
Then, any questions?
Thank you very much. So remember, we also have a talk on RSpMD project in some minutes. So if the question is very specific on that, maybe you can also save it for then. But otherwise, feel free to ask anything. Any questions?
Mm. how difficult it is to set up set this up in a way that it can be on the level as commercial systems? And maybe a second question, you said about sharing the shingles. How do you prevent that data leakage? Do you hash them, or what do you do?
So the fuzzy data is like hashes. So in the end, so there's no leakage. Yeah, and setting up SPAMD, I think is the first thing. If it was working with SPAMicism and the way SPAMicism does things, try to forget that and come restart from scratch. So read the documentation and how it's sorted there. Then another another thing is look to the force actions plugin and do not reject in all the other plugins. So compare and do a result at the very end of this, so you are very flexible what you are doing.
All right. Yep. Any further question? Counting three.
So how important is antivirus scanning? Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
More or less it's one kind of indicators we get. So it's an indicator. Okay, there's a bad file. Also, we are much relying on ClemAV and extra signatures like from Security Info, which is really good. Sane Security, and they're also matching on spam. So it's also a spam indicator on the one side, and also a bad file indicator on the other.
Do you see much attempts at bad stuff coming in? And do you have positive in that, or
not really? For ClemAV, we have categorized so all the signatures very much. From commercial antivirus vendors don't have so much false positive, so we are completely fine with those signatures.
So maybe follow-up with that, we are modern email, but not hype email track here, but we didn't mention yet AI at all, I think, the whole day. Do you see any impact by this, like spammers using OpenAI kind of stuff? Does it... You're pointing somewhere?
I think ChatGPT is a very great tool for spammers. So. So even so, for replying to the initial spam campaign and so on, will be a hard time for text matching and so on. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, how many custom lines of Lua do you have, like in addition to the kind of default AspMD thing? Because you mentioned already, like, it's only 200 lines of Lua and so on. So how many Lua, like, for example, in DKIM, I think AspMD doesn't check that the from actually matches the DKIM signature, and you have to do some extra Lua things to do it and so on. So how many Lua things do you do on top?
I need to say that maybe there are thousands, but there's also included, we have done a user object plugin to get profiles from a LDAP and so on. This is not easy to bring it back. So I think we have many lines of code which should be given back upstream. We hadn't had time in the last year for that. And the other thing, it's like when you say you want to match the from the sender address and the DMARC. DKIM, yeah. Maybe this is about 10 lines. Yeah. Okay. We are doing another AspMD workshop at our own conference, the Slack, in May. There's also a repository at our GitHub, and we will add more data there. Maybe you have a look.
And write us an email.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much again.